This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, we've talked a lot about, in the past, about women going back to their abusers. And we had a lady that had been seeing us on a regular basis because of abusive situation with her husband for about a year or so. And recently we finally decided, persuaded her to take out a protective order against him and not go back into that abusive situation that she kept going into. And one Sunday a couple of weeks ago, she went out to be alone and read on the parkway, and he followed her out there, accosted her, and did some serious damage. He broke ribs, he broke vertebrae in her back, and really, she was in very, very bad shape. He got scared and decided to make it look like an automobile accident, so he put her in the car, ran the car into the tree, and in the process broke his own leg. And I guess he wound up in the Asheville Hospital. She was medevaced to Johnson City Hospital, and took several days before they realized that it wasn't an automobile accident, that it was really a case of serious abuse. But, you know, those kind of things happen, and we've talked about that in the past, but you and I were talking earlier about how summertime, you know, these kinds of situations come up,
yeah.
And tempers are high.
Yeah, tempers rise with the heat, and over the years they've proven that your hotter climates, you tend to have more violence.
Right.
And even the more cool-headed partner in the relationship can lose his or her cool when they're literally hot.
I remember back in the late 60s that we'd have all these inner city riots and whatnot during the heat of the summer. It never happened in the cold winter because everybody was huddled inside, but in the summertime they get out and tempers flare and you have problems.
And we noticed that our numbers are always high in the shelter in the summertime.
Right.
By July or August, we're at full capacity.
Well, let's talk about some ways that women particularly can help to cool off the situation in the summer heat.
Right. Truly, take a time out. You know, if you get to arguing and you think things are really going to flare, take a time out, get something cool to drink, literally cool off, and go sit down and take a time out. I know children are out of school. They can be underfoot. I really actually like summertime with my kid home from school, but I only have one, so if I had multiples underfoot, you know, maybe that would be more stressful. But if you can't afford a vacation to take off for a whole week, which I know it's difficult now with gas prices the way they are, everything going up, take a little mini break. Have a little mini spot in your own backyard that's truly a vacation spot where you don't stress there. You don't take the phone out there. You don't discuss work out there, bills or anything. Try to figure out some way to have a safe, relaxing place to be.
And sometimes just leaving a situation that's getting tense, just taking a walk or leaving the situation can alleviate the situation somewhat.
Or going to the river. We have beautiful places around here that are free, and or maybe $3 to go out to Carolina Hemlocks and go sit on a rock, take a picnic, and have a little mini break. De-stress. And a lot of cultures do a lot better job than we do of de-stressing. Your Asian cultures have little meditation gardens. The Europeans tend to have a break during the day where they take a nap, some of them. The French have forced vacations. Everybody takes a two-week vacation, and it's paid for. So our culture is one of the only ones in the world that kind of values how stressed you are, and we tend to have road rage and a lot more anger.
And sometimes just talking with another person about what's going on can cool the situation down in your own head anyway, and that's why we have support groups. Both organizations do.
Ours meet on Monday nights from 7 to 8 o'clock, and if we have enough interest, we have children's group that meets at the same time, or sometimes it's from 6 to 7, but just call us and we'll give you the details.
And in Safe Place, we also have a support group for any woman really that wants to come and be a part of that. If you have an interest or if you're in an abusive situation and you want to meet with other people in a like situation and talk about issues, then, you know, we meet on Tuesday nights. And, again, we have child care also if it's needed. So let's give them some phone numbers if they want to. And also, they can come and just talk to us on the telephone.
Exactly, yeah.
Give us a call at our hotline. Give us your hotline.
Our hotline number is 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County at 765-4044, you can call either number 24 hours a day. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.